What drew you to study and write about heaven for so many years?
Well, when I was in high school and a very young Christian, a very close friend of mine had a terrible accident, and they thought he was going to die, but I was convinced that God was going to heal him. And I prayed and I prayed and prayed. I remember being in the emergency room at the hospital, and they had pity on me and let me stay in this one area that people weren't supposed to be in, and just so I could be near my friend, even though I couldn't see him, I knew that he was in the next room over, and prayed and prayed and prayed and trusted God. And if sincerity of belief and claiming scripture that I thought was saying God must heal him, if that's what my prayer is, taking those passages out of context and failing to see the rest of scripture along with them. But if sincerity and belief was ever going to cause a prayer to be answered, it would have been then, and my friend died. And it was a big lesson for me, and it was an important lesson for me to learn that God is God and I'm not. And as he thinks, so it is. As I think, not always. As I want, not always. And he is a sovereign, loving God. And at first, I was profoundly surprised and disappointed. And yet, God taught me so much for that. Well, then multiply that year after year after year. The number of people became a pastor at the ripe old age of 22 and had all the wisdom of a 22-year-old, as I was one of the two pastors of our church. I look back at that and I just think of the mercy of God. And I'm still part of that church, and Nancy and I were part of that church all these years. And we just celebrated our 45th anniversary as a church. And it just, all the people who died, all the people who were sick, all of the things you go through. And then my mother in 1982 suddenly had cancer, and how long she'd had it before, we have no idea, but and within a matter of months, she died. And for the last 2 months of her life, virtually every day, I would be over at her house, the house I grew up in, reading to her. And for whatever reason, God laid it on my heart to read to her the last two chapters of the Bible, Revelation 21 and 22. And as I did that, I saw how tangible this new earth is going to be, where God's going to bring the present heaven down to earth. His throne's going to be here. He's going to reign over the world. And it was so physical. And then I thought, well, of course, the resurrection. I mean, 1 Corinthians 15, these resurrected bodies. I mean, where else but an actual physical environment would we live in? You don't have that physical body floating around in another world. So it just hit me. And then it was years later that I wrote the Heaven book, but I never lost the grasp of the physicality of the new material world that God was going to make, which was just as our old bodies are resurrected, so the old earth will be resurrected. And that's when it just captured my thinking and ultimately led to me writing the Heaven.